Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
In issues of racism, there are going to be some who will say, why don't you stick to preaching gospel?
The social, political, and economic concerns have increasingly encroached upon the minds of those who should know better.
The real transformative work in a nation is the transformative work of the gospel.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Let's see if Jimmy still has his chops. This is Wretched Radio. Oh, Jimmy.
Yes.
How many years did you spin them discs as a disc jockey at the country state? Before we get to that question, why were you called a disc jockey? What was, did you have to be super short to spin them discs?
No.
I don't understand the phraseology here. So you were a record spinner. Uh-huh. Did you spin records or did you just push buttons?
I pushed buttons.
Do you remember cartridges?
Yes.
Oh boy, clack clack. So you did the cartridges, you did the computer button pushing,
right,
for 20 years.
I did, yes.
But how many rather insufferable years for you have you been with us?
Almost 4.
Okay, so let's see if you still have your chops. I'm going to play a pro-life song that's climbing up the charts. And by the way, that's how you have to say it. If you're going to be in radio talking about a hot song, it's climbing up the charts. Nothing else will do. It's a young woman, 18 years old, named Rachel Holt. I believe she wrote it. She certainly recorded it on Based, as in what you do with a turkey on Thanksgiving, Based Records. According to iTunes, number 5, after 2 days after its release. iTop chart, whatever that is. 4th most listened to country song in America. Whoa. I haven't listened to it. You haven't listened to it, Jimmy.
No.
Are you ready to have a little flashback?
Yes.
Let's see if Jimmy, did you write this stuff down?
You said Rachel Holt.
Yeah, that's right. 18 years old.
Uh-huh.
And we don't need Based Records. They only used to do that in the old days. Okay. This one from RCA Records. It's right. Elvis singing. No, we don't have to do that. It's called I Was Gonna Be.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's see if you've got your chops.
There's a reason this is the 5th most listened to song on the iTunes charts today. This is Rachel Holt, 18 years old. I missed my post.
Missed it. You missed your post. Okay. But I don't know if you realize this, but Barnabas, he encouraged in different ways. I was just being Barnabas, like, you missed it. You missed it.
Some don't believe I'm a living soul.
Oof. Whoa, that started out strong. Some don't believe I'm a living soul. This young lady has perhaps studied the pro-life argument.
Just a bad mistake. Needs to go.
Wow.
If my mama could have just seen my face, maybe she would have had me anyway.
Oof-da. Heavy.
And there are those who speak for me, who fight for lives that they can't see.
That's us, Christian. Those people, they're bullies. They're big people. They're imposing their will on a smaller human being. Wow. And this is hot on the country charts?
Yeah.
This is awesome, Rachel Holt.
And all I wanted was a chance to learn to love and laugh and dance.
Well, not sent back, but I do believe babies are safely in the arms of Jesus, who were terminated in the womb.
Yeah, I was gonna change the world, and now it's gonna be a girl.
Whew. oh, for more music like this, do you remember they used to write songs that had a message, typically of a liberal bent in the 60s, the era of Bob Dylan and Neil Young? They wanted to get their socialist views out there, so they put them to music. How's about Christians putting them to music? Well done. Hey, maybe there's an audience for it, and maybe somebody's life will be spared. That decision in the eyes of a child, they feel a little differently about it. Well done, a young lady. Well done. And well done to the record label that had the courage to actually put it together and publish it.
Do I get a well done?
Would you like,
Jimmy,
would you like another try?
I don't.
You know what?
You know it's bothering me.
You know it is bothering you. And I'm a giver. So here you go.
Thank you.
Three. Well, go!
There's a reason this is the fifth most listened to song on the iTunes charts. Just listen to the message from Rachel Holt. I was gonna be.
Nope.
Still missed it.
Nope. All right. So here's what's going down. Everybody's on your side right now, and I'm being a bully.
No, you're not.
Because I'm doing what I do believe men should do for one another, and that is to mock them when they fail.
That's exactly what
we do. That's how you get better at these things.
That's right.
There's a way of doing it if you're a dude. Now, Jimmy, yeah, just to prove I'm not a terrible human being, although there's plenty of evidence to suggest that I am. Would you kind of take off your earphones for just a second here?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Just take them on. Take them. Okay. So Jimmy stank it up when it came to introducing a song. Not only do I not care, I'm kind of glad because he doesn't stink it up here. He is rock solid awesome at what he does. I'm telling you, he is the bomb diggity. So the fact that he was a total loser when it came to introducing the country song doesn't bother me, but okay, Jimmy, you're good to go.
Are you ready for me?
You'll never hear that.
Okay.
There is a way for a Christian to participate in the arts. I think we just heard one. I think there is a way to bring more powerful messages and more important messages than, oh, my heart is broken. You took it and you started toking. Because even though it's not legal in most states, why not? We can do better, and we should, and we can, and she did so well done. And as long as we're talking about music, welcome to the music edition of Wretched. The other day, we were talking about the rap music, and I mentioned that I haven't been keeping up with it very much because, well, nothing. This is nothing personal. It just isn't my musical cup of tea. That's it. No, nothing personal. If you dig the rap, it's a subjective thing. I've never found myself listening to it a lot. A number of people sent me emails and said, well, you're missing out. And one particular link was from Shy Lynn, who was in Road Trip to Truth, I think season two, if I'm not mistaken. Season one?
Yeah, season one.
I know. You just redeemed yourself, Jimmy.
How do you not know this
you
stuff?
You just redeemed yourself. He was down in Atlanta with us to film that. He is a rapper fellow. I believe he's pastoring. I think he moved out to Washington, if I'm not mistaken. Nevertheless, whoa, I love parody and satire. This first verse, you're going to say, well, that doesn't seem like all that satirical. No, it's not, but it's the setup for bing, bang, boom, punch.
Once upon a time, in a land full of charm, there lived a great man, and this man owned a farm. We'll call him Farmer. He did no one any harm, built the entire farm with the strength of his arm. One day something happened that was cause for alarm. It started with the conversation held inside the barn between a horse, a hog, a chicken, and a frog late at night, away from the thickness of the fog. It wasn't the first meeting, they met many times before, inclined to pour into each other behind the door, which was a portal for moral lessons, important questions. The normal expression of this would be formal addresses, where each was unleashed to give a speech, to teach or even preach, in order to impeach or besiege.
It's a Christian animal farm is what we've got. So the farmer created everything, and behind the barn door, important meetings take place, and the animals talk to each other, and they discuss important things. And you're saying, this is a Christian rap song? Wow! Okay, at the end, he does talk a little bit more about God, but this is so stinging, and it is done so well. And by the way, I've got to say, Shai, your voice sounds better than it ever has, actually. And this is the type of art that can be produced that can be so persuasive. So here's what we're going to do. Jimmy?
Yes?
You got another chance.
No, no.
To introduce.
I can't do rap.
Wow, do I want to hear this? This is Wretched Radio. Gotta tell you, very excited. We have got a new outreach that we are working on with the good folks at the Masters Academy International, talking about getting John MacArthur study Bibles in Spanish to South American countries, some of which we maybe can't mention, if you know what I'm saying. It was such a delightful time, and so many people participated in our Bible distribution to the Philippines. That was such a gas. But as long as I brought up the Masters Academy International, it is a great ministry. It's a privilege to be working with these people. They're very thoughtful. They're very methodical, teaching men how to preach the Word of God rightly. Then they send them back to their churches where they open up the Bible, perhaps for the first time, at least to that depth. Because of the training of the Masters Academy International, if you want to support a ministry that strengthens the local church, hey, you'd be hard-pressed to do better than TMAI. You can learn more about that, if and you want to, at wretched.org/pastor.
Attention all Christians who refuse to be silenced. Are you tired of seeing culture crumble before your eyes? Picture this. Later this year, 8 brilliant minds, each a powerhouse in their field, will be coming on board and joining forces with us here at Gospel Partners Media, and we're creating a Christian version of the Daily Wire. We'll be tackling tough topics by writing articles, creating resources and homeschool curriculums, video resources, podcasts, and a lot more. These gentlemen will be your guides in navigating this upside-down, brave new world we're living in. But we need your help to make this vision a reality. If you'll join our $250,000 match campaign right now, you can be part of this exciting new chapter. Every dollar you give will be matched up to $250,000. Just visit wretched.org/fellows right now to learn more about the initiative and each of the 8 brilliant minds that will be joining us. That's wretched.org/fellows.
Who will speak for those who are staggering to the slaughter? Seems like right now would be a good time to encourage you to support Preborn Ministries. They're in it. It's a little complex out there with the internet and ordering pills. They're in the game. They're working hard to save babies and save mommies and daddies with the gospel. So if you are energized about life, that's something you can do. You can support Preborn. They provide free ultrasounds despite the accusations of all pro-life clinics. They are holistic. They do care about the mommy too. And they care for the family, and they provide training. And it is literally a way that if you have the means, you can be saving a life. Amazing ministry. Preborn.org/wretched. Preborn.org/wretched.
Important dates in Christian history. 1793. William Carey sails as a missionary to India.
In the next 40 years, he would oversee more Bible translations than had previously been produced in all of Christian history. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
And that's why we're looking forward to seeing y'all at the Country Lollapalooza, brought to you by your good friends here at 97.2, the boot-kicking stirrup saddle station. How'd I do, Jimmy?
Excellent.
Yeah. What was the name of the call? Not your call letters, but on your country station, you were the boot.
We were just U.S.
The gun.
No, we weren't. We were just U.S. 51 country.
You didn't have a name?
No, that was it. That was it. Because the main corridor was U.S. Highway 51.
Oh, so you did have a name.
Well, yeah.
It just wasn't exactly a country sort of illusion. It was
correct.
U.S. 51.
Uh-huh.
This is a rap song from Shylin, which is, maybe he likes country, but that's about the only relationship this song has to country music. Shylin recorded this, I think he just turned it out in 2024. It's on a YouTube video, so if you want to go, is it Farm Talk? Is that the name of the rap song?
I think it was. I think you're right.
Okay, Farm Talk, Until Further Notice from Shylin. If you recall, the setup was a farmer created everything out there in the barn behind the door. The animals are having a conversation discussing important things. The satire continues.
The first to speak on this particular evening was the hog. He began by acknowledging the horse, chicken, and frog.
To my distinguished guests, thanks for lending me your ears. To me, it's clear you've been dear peers for many years. I've been wanting to speak for a minute, but I have been limited by my fears. Here's the gist. Everything is not as it appears. My dear Mr. Horse, Miss Chicken, Mr. Frog, I know that when you look at me, what you see is a hog. But since I can remember, I've never felt like a hog. In the deepest part of me, I've always known I was a dog.
Ooh.
For instance, when I'm happy, I love wagging my tail. And I never like the slop farmer smashed into my pail. I prefer dog biscuits. I sneak them after dark. While my friends prefer to oink, I just have to bark. Long story short, I have a few things to announce. As much as I love the barn, my proper dwelling is the house. In order for me to get there, I have to make some changes. The very first thing is adjusting what my weight is. I'll stop eating slop, and as an overachiever, I'll shrink down to the size of a golden retriever. I know I can be the best friend that's lacking for the daughter. Instead of just settling, being fattened for the slaughter, I'll have a chat with Farmer. Surely he will make time. By the way, I'm from here on out to be called Canine. This concludes my speech then. No place for being subtle. I welcome all agreement, but please save your rebuttals.
That was the message of Hog. Chicken chimed in with a similar proclamation. He wants to be a different animal. And then the authoritative horse spoke up.
After this, it was the horse who approached the stage. He said,
I've seen a lot of things in my older age. I'll keep my comments very brief so I don't have to bore you. Bottom line, Canine, Mr. Chicken, I'm happy for you. Our lives are so very short on this farm today. Whatever makes you happy, I support you all the way. Plus, who does farmer think he is trying to place limitations on you when you have the power of self-determination? It's you and you alone who go to find your purpose. If he wants thoughtless
wow.
animals, he can find a circus. I use the rest of my time just to say that I'm appalled at Mr. Frog, the only one who did not applaud. If you do not affirm these animals, then shame on you. Make plain your view, because you got some explaining to do.
This is sizzling. They gave the stage to Mr. Frog.
He said, listen, guys, I'm not here to cause any trouble. Besides, Mr. Hog, I mean, Canine said no rebuttals. I didn't seem enthused. You perceive me to be aloof. But what kind of friend would I be if I didn't speak to you the truth? Honestly, I have a different view, I must confess. But my disagreement doesn't mean I love you any less. It seems to me that you're confused concerning what is real, and that reality for you is determined by what you feel. That logic is mistaken, though. Let's just take it slow. Just because you feel that something's true, it doesn't make it so. Like Mr. Canine, let's say you feel you can fly. If you jumped off a cliff in your zeal, you would die. Mr. Chicken, you might feel you belong down in the ocean, but if you dove in, you would drown in your devotion. No matter how much you try to quack, you'll never be a duck. He oinks, he neighs. I ribbit, you cluck. As far as going to the house, I love you enough to warn you. Unless you want some karma, do not confront the farmer. Because whatever you endeavor to propose by imitation, farmer has the power to expose your limitations.
Nicely done, Shy. music with a message, whether you like the rap or not. Gotta tell you, that's some clever stuff, which leads us to the ending.
When the frog was finished speaking, the horse was so enraged that he lifted up his hind hooves and kicked him off the stage. He flew so far away that they never saw him again. The group was all ashamed that they ever called him a friend. His vivid intolerance on exhibit made them livid. They never thought that with his ribbit he could be a bigot. With the frog out of the way, time for the plot to commence. Catastrophic events forthcoming with lots of suspense. They'll hop the fence with the mob of friends. If he's not convinced, they'll knock some sense to the farmer and stop his defense. If farmer met their demands, they wouldn't have to pounce. Just set Mr. Chicken free, let K-9 in the house. They waited a couple of months for K-9 to drop the weight. Found many other animals willing to cooperate. At the appointed time, all were gathered in the barn, with K-9 as the leader of the animal farm. He gave a rousing speech, and when it was dark and late, he led them through the gate up to the farmer's estate. When they got to the door, the horse gave a knock. The door flung wide open and K-9 was in shock. It was the farmer's child, his son meek and mild. The rage against the farmer made the animals go wild. Without hesitation, exerted all their power, attacked the poor child, and he was murdered and devoured.
The nice, tolerant people hate God. And that is what this whole confusing clam bake is all about. This is not a political situation. It is not a cultural morass that we're in. It is a spiritual battle in the heavenly realms. Everything that motivates the deconstructing of everything once understood to be good, it's because they hate God. Now, this happens to be an alternate ending, which, Jimmy, you're going to have to translate this one for me, because there were some complaints that, hey, that ending was a little bit heavy.
At the appointed time, all were gathered in the barn, with K-9 as the leader of the animal farm. He gave a rousing speech, and when it was dark and late, he led them through the gate up to the farmer's estate. When they got to the door, the horse gave a knock. The door flung wide open, and K-9 was in shock. The farmer had his gun. Animals start to run. K-9 and Mr. Chicken shot down one by one. The very next morning, after the man awakened, the farmer had chicken, waffles, eggs, ham, and bacon.
Yeah, baby. I'm not exactly sure if that was perfect in its illustration, but nevertheless, anything that can rhyme with bacon and be at sounds good to me. May I ask you a question, Mom and Dad? What are your kids listening to? What are they putting into their ears? And I ask this because the U.S. Surgeon General actually wants to add warning labels to social media sites to let them know there's danger. Now, we all know that that is fraught with problems. We all know that that is going to be censorship that will just be legalized. But it does, I think, support the responsibility for us to deal with what our kids are consuming. We've got to start having a conversation about this. It's amazing to me that the Attorney General sees that social media is having a bad impact on kids. It's having a bad impact on adults. So what do we do? The response of secularists is to say, well, let's come up with a warning label system, sort of like we did with cigarettes. That'll scare some people away. How's about we actually have a conversation about what this stuff is and how does it help us more than harm us? I think it's safe to say that for the most part, social media does more helping than hurting. But it's not like it's 99-1. It does a lot of harm to a lot of people. And that means we should have a different conversation than how do we just protect certain people groups from seeing or hearing things that could cause them to be depressed, to have anxious thoughts, to want to commit suicide. What? How's about we say, how do we get this beast under control? And if it means that we're going to have to lose some of the good to keep a lot of that bad from happening, then so be it. If the internet is breaking up marriages because of the access that people have to pornography, then guess what? It goes. I mean, for a lot of other reasons, too. How's about that it is causing kids to be, what is causing kids to be depressed? TikTok? That's easy then. Get rid of it. You say, well, that's not advancing. That's not human beings making progress. Well, what is progress if it actually hurts people? Am I saying get rid of it? No, I'm not. But can't we at least maybe rewind the tape a little bit and start asking the questions that we should have considered before we just unleashed social media via the cell phone delivery mechanism to our children, to little children? And it's we Christians that should be having those conversations. We are the ones who should say, hold on, if there is something, anything that is harming human beings because we are the preeminent creation, then we need to talk about what we're doing with this thing so that we can control it. Now, we're probably not going to have that national conversation, but mom and dad, you sure should have that conversation in your home and do what is necessary to protect your kids. This is Wretched Radio.